Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Much like Vasilevskiy for Tampa, he relies on being a terrific athlete and having the attitude that he's not going to allow the opposition to beat him. I'd take a goaltender like that behind me anytime. Yeah. Those are the guys you want to fight for. Those are the guys you get back quickly to the front of the net to help them whenever there's a rebound opportunity around. The ones that drove me nuts, and still today watching them that drive me nuts, are the ones who sit there and they look really good and the puck hits them and it's awesome.
They don't battle to find pucks.
But they don't make the saves that allow their team to win.
That's Keith Jones talking about Marc-Andre Fleury. And that's been well noted that he looks like a really confident guy right now, almost cocky at times.
You know, we've talked about this before, Andrew. What kind of humors me is how many years were there where people couldn't wait to get rid of him here when he was benched for Vakun? They blamed him for losing the Rangers playoff series. They blamed him for losing Montreal playoff series. They blamed him for losing the Tampa playoff series. He wasn't always quite as beloved. He always was beloved personally because he just a sweet disposition personality. But he wasn't always thought of as the world's greatest goaltender. He kind of reinvented himself when? Last year in those first two rounds of the playoffs?
You know, that's a good question. When did fans start to come around on him again? You
know, I think it was the Washington series last year.
You know where I think it started? When they had Mike Johnston as their coach and they were the last team into the playoffs and they weren't very good. And he was like the only guy who brought it against the Rangers in that series. And, you know, he went toe-to-toe with Lundqvist and lost, but he was far from the reason why they got knocked out. And I don't think that that brought, you know, legions of fans back to him. But I do think it was the start of him having some playoff success.
I think
success.
It was the Washington series last year. He was good against Columbus.
He was really good against Columbus.
He was unbelievable against Washington.
Yeah, I think it adds to the story, though. Former number one overall pick, tasted great success
traded
early in his
up
career.
To get him.
Takes a team to the Stanley Cup, loses, goes back the next year and wins, and then has some adversity in the middle of his career. Some people think he got jobbed by Mike Sullivan and company here in. Now here he is writing a second chapter in his career. Yeah, you know, I'm just looking at some of the texts. One of the pro arguments, one of the arguments to move him, to get rid of him, that I don't agree with, and I'm seeing this on our text line, is the argument that states that like Fleury is closing in on the end of his career, that he is at 33. Like running out of time, might only have two or three good years left. I disagree with that.
Goaltenders play in a lot. They play into their late 30s. Now, he's had a history of concussions, which has to be a concern.
But so does Murray.
Yeah, but I don't think quite as extensive as, he hasn't missed as much time because of them as Fleury. Fleury, when he gets a concussion, he misses months. He missed months at the start of this season.
Since Murray has come into the league, Fleury has gone on the injured reserve three times with concussion-related injuries, and Murray has gone on the IR twice.
But
both of them have had brain injuries.
Much longer periods of time for Fleury.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's tough, though. One of the things I would not want to say about Murray versus Fleury is that Murray is the more durable goaltender. I don't think that's true.
There are questions about his durability. You're absolutely right.
He's had seven injuries in 2.5 seasons. We still don't know if he can get through a full season. You look at other terrific young goaltenders, Hellebuck, Vasilevskiy, they started 67 and 65 games this year. We still don't know if Matt Murray can do that. That's one of the unknowns with him. Is this a guy you can count on to hold up to the demands of the entire regular season? We know he can hold up to the demands of the playoffs. We know in the highest, most pressure-packed games, he can play well. But we don't know if he can take you from October all the way through to April. Murray versus Fleury, do you think it's still a debate? First guy that calls into the show says that they should have traded Murray for a first-round pick last year.
Would you agree there probably isn't a general manager in the league
Who would have done that?
Maybe a general manager in history that would have done that.
No, I don't think so, Ron. I don't think there is.
Not a 23-year-old with two cups under his belt. No, I can't see that.
412-928-9370. Here is Daniel. He's on the fan. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, hey, Dan. Guys. How you doing today?
Hey, man.
I think Rutherford made the right move, without question. You know, he's looking at a big picture. I think he wants to win cups. You have guys like Crosby and Malkin who are going to be good for, I want to say, at least the next 5 years. And,
well, right.
You know,
so I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Ron. Do we have enough reason to think or believe that Matt Murray is going to be a better goaltender than Marc-Andre Fleury for the next 5 years? If the big picture is 15 years, then there's no doubt it's Matt Murray. But if it's only five, it's not clear to me that over the next 5 years, Murray will be better than Fleury. It's just not.
I think he will. I think, you know, I think he's proved himself. He's went through some tough situations, and I think he's going to have a good team behind him for a long time. And I think that's something. That's why I think the Penguins are going to be good, a team that's going to be in the playoffs and then Stanley Cup contentions for at least the next 5 years.
Well, you say he's proven himself. Has he proven himself in the regular season?
I wouldn't say as much in the regular season. Definitely in the playoffs. He's made some clutch saves and just.
Well,
games.
So is the other guy in this conversation. So is Fleury. I don't think, and this is no knock on Matt Murray, I don't think in the last 2 years we've seen Murray look as good as Fleury has during this playoff run.
Very few goaltenders that come to mind have played like Fleury has played.
The first year.
Who's the last Conn Smythe winner as a goaltender? I'll look that up right now. It's been a while.
I think Jonathan Quick would be my guess. Jonathan Quick in L.A.
I'll tell you as soon as it calls up my computer.
I'll follow up on that. Tim Thomas in 2011 won the Conn Smythe for Boston.
Quick in 2012, Thomas in 11.
He was 36 years old when he won the Conn Smythe that year, Thomas.
Cam Ward in 06.
As a rookie.
Jaguar in 03.
As a loser.
Patrick Waugh in 01. Yeah. Patrick Waugh is the only guy with three.
Yep. So Murray versus Fleury, is it still a debate? Like when you hear this... When you hear people talk about keeping Fleury over Murray and did the Penguins make the wrong call, what goes through your head? 412-928-9370 or on Twitter at 937thefan, driven by Shorkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. We'll get Jay Caulfield's thoughts at 11. More of you until then. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.